The College Football Experience Buffalo Bowl season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by Coors Light. When you're sweating out your bets, make sure you grab a mountain cold refreshment. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's literally made to chill. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. And lastly, we're brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, us, the NBA Finals free roll contest locks at the end of this week. So make sure you get your entry in for a free shot at winning $1,000. Just enter SGPN in the App Store or Google Play Store and download it today.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Yes. Woo-wee. Welcome to the College Football Experience Buffalo Bowl season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Danterbase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I'm joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh.
Yep. Sorry, I tried to hit that thing twice.
Hey,
right?
It's worth the wait, baby. It's worth the wait to get these vibes.
Let's, and I'm gonna cue. That's your music. That's your little.
My jingle.
Yeah, that's your theme song.
My 1980s sports jingle. There.
Yeah, you gotta love it, man. But at the same time, first, I mean, I'm just gonna be a DJ. You just listen to DJ Dundee on the ones and twos here because I got a lot of stuff I want to hit. First off, I want to say that.
Buffalo.
Right? That is me. Excited about this program. Excited about the future of Buffalo Bowl football that seems to all of a sudden be skyrocketing. Give me the Dundee music. Yes! We are previewing the Buffalo Bowls. This team has been really good lately. Lance Leopold. Yes, he's gone. Okay. I get it. He went for better money. But ever since they hired Turner Gill in 2006, and ever since they had the cojones to get up to the FBS ranks in 99, jumping from the FCS, only in the FCS for just a little bit. They were D3 to FCS, 92 to 93. I mean, and then all of a sudden, Patty C, this program starts winning games.
Dude, I'm looking at their history, dating back to their Division III days. Dating back to 1987.
1887 or 1987?
They're about same difference at this point. 1986. After 1986, they had one winning season up until 2008. So that's a 22-year period. And yet they managed to jump from Division III to 1AA or FCS and into the FBS with one winning season in 22 years. Unbelievable approach to growing your program. But look, it has finally started to pay dividends in the forms of wins.
Yes. I mean, when you really look at, I understand 16, throw out 2016, 2-10, go from 13 to 19, or actually last year where they actually won, they were 6-1 last year. So think about this, 8-5, 5-6, 5-7, throw out that 2-10 year. 6-6 bowl eligible, 10-4, 8-5, 6-1.
Boom. Lance Leipold, 37-33 in 6 years at Buffalo. And to be honest, to have a winning record after 6 years at Buffalo makes you a magician. But the program seems to be heading in the right direction over the course of several coaches now. So what do we have here?
Enter in Marquise Lindquist, a former defensive back from Baylor. This guy's coached under the likes of Jim Harbaugh briefly, never actually coached a game with Jim Harbaugh, but was coaching this offseason, was hired by Michigan. Coached with Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys. Coached with Jimbo Fisher and the Texas A&M Aggies. PJ Fleck and the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And Dan Mullen at the time was with the Mississippi State Bulldogs. He's got a nice lineage there. Now I understand the transfer portal.
Now let me say something real quick.
What's that?
The most important part of his coaching experience resume happened in 2009 through 2011 when he was at the Dukes of James Madison University. Okay, they upset those Virginia Tech Hokies. They shut down Tyrod Taylor, who went on to win the Orange Bowl. So Marquise Lindquist was the defensive backs coach there, right? And look who he brings along with him. Shane Montgomery, James Madison offensive coordinator for the last 2 years. Anyone who watched the fucking game against Sam Houston State knows that James Madison should have been the FCS national champion.
Knows that they choked, man. Knows that they choked. Choke.
Look, this guy played for the Raleigh-Durham Skyhawks.
Oh,
that alone.
Oh, should shout out to the World Football League. Love it. Back in the early 91, I think 91.
Yeah, thereabouts.
Now, all of a sudden, the transfer portal seems brutal to them. Cornerback Tyrone Hill leaves for Washington State and Nick Rolovich's bunch. Then you have just a slew of players: Ronald McGee, Michael Ford Jr., Trevor Solomon Wilson, Rich Miller, Eddie Wilson, Mike Nowitzki, all heading to the University of Kansas, following the likes of Lance Leipold. You also lose Zach Lefebvre, the tight end, to Western Kentucky. You lose a few others here. You lose Jacob Gall to Baylor. Just losing a bunch of players all over the look. That happens in today's climate when you bring in a new coach. If he's not a part of the program prior, expect departures. Yeah. So now here we are. Link was coming in. The offense, Kyle Van Treese, fifth year senior quarterback. That should be interesting to watch. Kevin Marks, who I know they're saying that's not a returning starter when you pick up these magazines or something. This guy was a beast when he played.
Oh, who's that? Kevin
Marks? Jared Patterson was their starter.
That's
right. But Marks got a lot of burn, and this guy can play.
Patterson with 1,072 yards last year. Marks was 741. So
think about that. 1,072 yards though in six games.
Yeah. What were they? In the nation's number two rushing offense?
Number two, number five in scoring.
Okay. Wow.
Number two rushing.
Leipold really doing something.
18 overall. Top 20 offense.
Overall offense.
Defensively, the number 30 scoring defense, number 57 against the run, number 27 against the pass, charting at the number 35 defense in the country. Lance Leipold, buddy.
It's a tough loss for the Bulls.
Hey, but I see opportunity. I see I mean, the transfer portal thing might hurt. It might hurt a little bit.
It might, but they are still a veteran laden roster. Well, tons of seniors and juniors coming back. Tons of returning starters. I guess
four offensive linemen.
Yeah.
It's not four offensive linemen because Gall and Nowitzki left, right? Oh, didn't I say that? Gall?
Yeah, you did. Okay, so that's not quite as promising as it was. But Van Treese, the quarterback, 12-3 as a starter.
Yeah, and Dominic Johnson's a stud wideout. Him, Kevin Marks, and Van Treese should make this offense still glide, Petty C.
Boom.
The offensive line, I just think they did a great job of bringing up people and teaching them football and really, you know, playing up. And then defensively returning eight starters. You gotta like that. But once again, some of those guys are transfers, so I don't know if it's truly eight starters.
And let's talk about some of those transfers real quick before we get to that. You know, we talked about, we think that this program might very nice crack that silver
crack
bullet.
Crack that Coors Light.
There you go. Lance Leipold really does a great job developing talent. Buffalo's recruiting rankings dating back from 2017, 113, 136, 106, 131 and 100. They don't even have a recruit for the 2022 cycle yet signed. So, you know, recruiting,
it's easy to see a tide turn.
Well, and the tide has not yet turned at all recruiting wise. And yet they have still managed to crank out winning seasons most of the time with, I mean, there's only how many teams in FBS football?
130.
And they're finishing 136, you know, in recruiting. And yet, you know,
so you see my argument there that I've always said is that it's a little overrated.
Yeah, the recruiting rankings are overrated, especially, you know, when you got a guy that can develop talent, and Leopold did that for as long as he did.
Are you starting to buy into my Kansas talk?
I think I am. I think I am a little bit, just because, you know, if he did it with that kind of talent at Buffalo, what's to say he couldn't do that at Kansas? Little bit, you know, a fucking number two rushing offense in the nation with that shit ass talent. Unbelievable. And let me tell you what, you said who they had transfers to, both Baylor,
A&M, and then Western Kentucky, and a bunch to Kansas.
Yeah. 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 I mean, he's shooting guys up to that Power Five. The fact that this is a senior laden roster and he's so good at developing players means at least he's left it potentially in pretty good hands.
So then Lindquist. He jumps into Les Miles talent. I know this isn't a Kansas pod, but get there, but we got Marquise Lindquist, and I was hoping that they would, I have nothing against Lindquist. He might be a good coach.
Yeah.
But if I was the athletic director of Buffalo, I probably would have got one of Leopold's guys.
Yeah. Potentially. Although that's, you know, Leopold wasn't a Buffalo guy before they went and got him.
Very true.
Maybe they have, the eagle eye for talent, for coaching talent.
Hey, maybe they do. Maybe they do. They definitely did in basketball with Bobby Hurley and Nate Oates.
Yeah, that's true.
But you know who that athletic director was that hired all these guys?
Who's that?
Danny White, who went to UCF and hired Scott Frost and Josh Heupel. Now he's at Tennessee.
Oh, wow. Okay. So maybe that ship has sailed. We'll see if they have replaced him.
We will see. But you look at this defense returning. Well, like I said, Eddie Wilson's gone. A couple of these, but they're going to have still a veteran defense, because I don't see all these people's names in the transfer portal. They're bringing back eight. Now, I will say this.
What do you got for me?
The Vegas is saying the win total is 8.5.
Yeah.
I blindly think with the transition, different schemes, different offense, different defense, blindly, I'm going to say no. I know he's got talent coming back, but still 8.5,
especially with a few non-conference, very challenging games on the slate. I mean, Coastal Carolina, getting them to come up to Buffalo, I guess it's too early in the season for those Beach Boys to be affected by the weather.
Yeah.
But still.
But before with Leopold, I thought that was actually a trap game. Now repairing everything.
Yeah.
So out the gate, they get Wagner on Thursday, September 2nd.
They'll win that.
That is a win. Then they are basically got 9 days rest, and then they play at Nebraska, which with Leopold, I thought this would have been a game.
Yeah. Got to figure Frost has got it going.
That's
well
a
enough.
Win now.
For Nebraska.
That's a win now. Losing, like I said, some of these transfers were key players. I mean, like Mike Nowitzki was their center, Jacob Gall left guard, Eddie Wilson their defensive tackle, and that was only a few that I mentioned. There was more that left to join Leopold at Kansas. Then you have Coastal Carolina in at UB Stadium in Buffalo. I got them 1-2.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Then they're at Old Dominion, which I know they punted on the season last year.
Yeah.
Daryl Mack coming into Southern Virginia.
I don't know. They were 1-11 2 years ago. I don't think 4-8 3 years ago. I think Buffalo gets this one done with relative ease.
Okay. It may be right. Didn't they almost beat UVA when they were 1-11?
Well,
I think they were up like 17-0 on UVA.
That's true. That's not necessarily a huge accomplishment, because UVA, and I can say this, guys, because I've been a UVA fan since I was a kid, they suck ass. Well, they're better now, but they're prone to lay eggs. So all that to say,
so you gave him, I think they, like, that's a trap. I think that they could lose that at Old Dominion.
I don't. I think Buffalo securely wins that game.
Okay, I'll join you on this.
No,
I'll join you.
I appreciate
2-2.
Your trust.
Home to Western Michigan.
That's a win.
Really?
I don't know. That's a definite win.
So you got more faith in this turnover than I do.
I mean, the home field environment. What has Leopold left over the last 3 years? 6-6, 10-4, 8-5.
Western Michigan might have the best quarterback in the MAC. They're coming off a 4-2 season.
Okay, maybe it's not a definite win.
I give me Western Michigan. Give me the Broncos. Come into Old Buffalo, UB Stadium.
They did play, and their two losses last year were a 3-point loss at Ball State and an 11-point loss against Eastern Michigan. So in both of those games, very much maybe. I don't know. This is going to be a darn good game.
I'm on Western Michigan.
Give me fucking Buffalo. Give me a linguist.
Okay. Then they're at Kent State. Sean Lewis, that explosive golden flash offense. I'm on Kent State.
They do light up that scoreboard.
Kent State's winning that game.
I disagree with you again.
Really?
I think this is going to be one of the bigger disagreement sessions we have.
Okay.
Here.
I think
you're so high on Leopold, and rightfully so, that you're completely dismissing the chance that let me say this, if Leopold was as good as he is, then it usually takes a couple years for that kind of coach's program to fall off, you know, because they say the great ones build it to last.
Not if Leffler was there.
That's true. Leffler could run that into the ground pretty much immediately, but I'll give linguists a little more credit until proven otherwise.
Well, I got them losing to Kent State. So I got them at 2-4.
Okay.
They're home to Ohio. This is a big one.
This is a big one.
I'll give them this. But I think
this is a loss here.
This is 27-24. No matter how you cut it.
Yeah.
It's a 27-24.
Okay,
game.
So I got them at 4-3. You got them at 3-4.
At Akron.
They'll win that.
Loss. Calling for the upset.
You got them beating Ohio.
Calling for the upset.
You got them beating Ohio. And who
calling for the upset. Give me the Zips. Zip it up.
Ohio has had back-to-back winning years. Granted, last year they went 2-1, but a fucking Akron has managed one win in the last. They're 1-17.
It's about
in the
trajectory. It's about the culture you're building.
Yeah. Well, here's like you got a line going way up and a line that might start to be going down from way up. There's a long way until they meet. You've got them passing like way earlier.
No one goes into Infocision Field. And get to W.
You're really throwing curveballs at me here.
I'm on Akron. That's my upset.
Oh, okay. I'm on Buffalo.
They come back home to Bowling Green. That's a win.
Yes.
So I got them at 1, 2, 3, 4. They can still make a bowl. They just got to win 2 or 3 here.
They finish at Miami.
Loss.
That could be a loss. Yeah.
Home to Northern Illinois. Win.
That's a win.
At Ball State, 5-7.
You got them at 5-7. I got them at like.
Look, if they beat Akron. I got them at 6-6. They'll be in the Pontiac Ford and Pontiac. They're
Ford
not the same.
Bowl.
There's some
know.
Type of fucking the Jeep Wrangler bowl. All right. they'll be on one of these bowls. All right.
Yes. Somewhere up in Detroit.
You got them at like 9-3 or something.
I think I got them at 7-5 or 8-4. And quite frankly, Athlon's projecting them at 9-4. So you're super down on a Buffalo team.
That was before Leopold said bye-bye, buddy.
That's true. And that's before two starting offensive linemen.
Nose tackle and a linebacker.
That's true. The prospects are a little bit different, but I think my projection of 7-5 is a little more realistic than a 5-7 clunker.
Take the under on the Bulls. The under on the Buffalo Bulls. It'll be interesting to see though. The main thing is that maybe Lindquist can open up that offense with Vantrease, Marks and Johnson. Those three are good.
12-3 as a starter, buddy. 12-3, 39 points per game while Vantrease has been their quarterback. That's not an offense that's just going to poop out.
Maybe I need to start thinking about mine.
You better. You are the guy that has been selling me on Buffalo for all these years. Don't give up just yet. Look, it goes beyond Leopold for you. You're a fan of the Bills. The Bills Mafia. The Bulls Mafia.
It turns out that Patty C is the true.
That's right.
Woo! So, you know, I don't know. I don't know, buddy. I'm sorry. I think it might be a good hire, but you got to shake out the system.
Well, I think you're just throwing me for a loop here. I spent all this time being hesitant to buy into the Buffalo Bulls, and here you finally sold me. And now you're pulling the rug out from underneath.
Look, the angel with the dirty wings and the big tits, she flew, right?
I'm guessing that's Lance. Okay.
All right, guys, if you're a first time listener to the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe. We handicap. Well, first off, we're breaking out all 130 teams. So if you want to know about Old Dominion, if you're a Buffalo fan, you want to know about Akron, that one's already out. All right. Bowling Green, it's out. Check him out. And how many more times can I say out? But we're going to have a podcast for all 130 FBS teams, even some FCS teams too. So make sure you subscribe, tell a friend about the College Football Experience. And also Buffalo fans should really subscribe to the College Basketball Experience, because your team's been great over the past 5 years, 6 years. We will have you covered on the College Basketball Experience as we preview the MAC in a couple weeks here. In the off season, we talk college football, college basketball year round on the College Football Experience and the College Basketball Experience. So subscribe, tell a friend. And like I said, me, Patty C, NC Nick, we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. Been doing it now for over 4 years, and we've never had a losing season as a collective, but also independently, we've been over 500 each and every season. And we've been way over 500 on our locks, which we give away all for free on a spreadsheet over sportsgamblingpodcast.com or the SGPN app. That's the best way now. This new app of ours, fantastic. App. Go get that SGPN app. Get all those free picks right there, right one click of your phone. Got to do it. But look, we don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. The only thing I'm trying to charge you for is your kindness. Can you get over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, say some nice things about us? And if you do, take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D, and I will send you on Twitter. Tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I will send you a College Experience t-shirt, brand new t-shirt. You can show it off. I guarantee your in-laws will think you've got a new job or something. Something's going to work out for you with some new energy in your life by putting on a brand new t-shirt. All right. So at the Colby D, give me a follow as well. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831, NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK, and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network's on Twitter at DSGP Network. Give all of them a follow and check out the Sports Gambling Podcast Slack channel. That's a lot of fun too. All right. This is the College Football Experience, Buffalo Bowl style. You better start thinking about yours. Woo. And we out.